song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show as we are on the road today at 8-man high school football camp. The Sertoma 8-man all-star game is coming up this Saturday, the 32nd annual classic at 1:30. You'll be able to hear it on our sister station, 1230 AM, KHAS. With a pregame a little bit before that, Mike will have the call coming up on Saturday. And as we do every year, we come over to camp and we find out what's going on. In fact, this year we came over midweek. We usually start a little earlier in the week, but we came over midweek to get the wisdom of the coaching staff and, of course, the players about how things are going. And I'll tell you what, Tony, the West has just finished up practice, and you said that was always your most favorite time of practice was the end.
Get done and walk in the building. That was my favorite part of football practice, undoubtedly, unequivocally. That was my favorite part.
Let's fix you up there. Yeah, that's. We'll talk to some of the coaches. We'll talk to some of the players coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. So stay with us for that as we see them starting to wind up practice. Randy Geyer is the head coach this year from Juanita Palisade of the West team. The head coach of the East team is Ron Lund from Dodge. And as always, there's quite a few kids here, but it's going to get a little warm here the next few days. Practice may have been, it's never enjoyable, but they're going to have to probably cut back a little bit, as the West has done this morning.
Well, you got to think so many of these kids are getting ready to go on and further their football careers. They're in shape. They don't need a lot of practice this time of year. That's not why they come to these games, to practice. They got plenty of activities for them to do. They get to learn probably a little bit different offense, different variations, probably different terminology is probably the biggest thing, but once you get that done and through the middle of the week, it's probably clear sailing.
So that's coming up Saturday. We're going to talk a lot about the 8-man game here coming up on the show today, so stay with us for that. But also some other stories going on in the world. And, of course, we start with the College World Series. Texas should have got blown out last night, but they didn't, Tony. And North Carolina beat Southern Mississippi, which is no surprise. But did you realize Texas was a 2-1 underdog if you were looking at the boys in Vegas last night, which when we were talking on the show, I sure didn't realize. But Texas falls down 6-0, and they win the ball game 10-6. So I guess, are they for real?
Well, yeah, they're certainly for real. And you mentioned yesterday the lack of impressive victories. You mentioned Army, and you kind of go down throughout the regionals and then the super regionals. It took TCU. They took them to 3 games and whatnot. You know, Texas is one of those teams, though, Doug. They've got that swagger, and it starts with Augie Garrido. They're the team that's 5-4 to start the season. They've lost 2 games at Texas State, it seems to be, every year. There's never any panic. They just do what Texas does, and they appreciate the fact that everybody's got their eye on them, everybody's following them, even when they struggle. But they all build toward this time of the year, and this time of the year, they're set up, both one-on-ones, and it looked like Arizona State's elite kid, the 8th overall pick, I believe the Cleveland Indians, would be the one that really stood out and shined last night, and he did early. But then Texas able to come back, and then the 3-run home run to tie the game up. Basically, they were all the momentum on one side and kind of what carried that momentum over and just took care of business in that ballgame.
One of the longest College World Series 9-inning games ever. That followed a pretty long game between North Carolina and Southern Mississippi, which started the same way, but then Southern Miss, they got a 3-run home run to cut it to 8-3, but never could get anything going after that. And I guess that just kind of showed that Southern Mississippi was the underdog team. They had their chance against Texas, and they never were really in the ballgame yesterday.
No, North Carolina just showed the consistency that it takes to be there and the confidence. And once again, the pitchers for Southern Miss had trouble throwing strikes. Well, heck, the pitchers for North Carolina had trouble throwing strikes as well, but they were able to get runs plated and kind of took that game, took care of that game early and often, and it was never in doubt. You know, you mentioned the games being longer. I believe on the radio yesterday, I believe it was Adrian Fiala said the shortest game of the whole College World Series, 3 hours and 9 minutes. And for a 9-8 baseball game, we were talking on the way over, it's just too long for these games to be. It's not like they're running out of pitching and the score's 21-18.
Yeah.
These are 1-1 games taking 4 hours.
Well, wow. Yeah, yesterday a 4-hour game, and then on Sunday, the first game between North Carolina and Arizona State, it's 1-1. It's in the ninth inning, and they've been playing for over 3 hours. A 1-1 game. I mean, that's a moving along. That's getting outs. You should be 2 hours into the ball game, 2:10. And I don't know what it is. We were trying to decide what it was that was slowing it down. Some of it's just baseball stuff. Some of it's, you know, over-analyzing every move, every situation, throwing to first all the time, many trips to the mound, many meetings on the mound with the infield, many signals by the catcher about how we're covering. I mean, it's all baseball stuff, but it's all – I mean, there's no reason for a four-hour baseball. And 10-6, fine. I mean, it wasn't like it was a bunch of, two-run innings where they were leaving guys on and pitching changes and things like that. Don't you think they've got to find a way to speed it up? The only way that you can enforce that is through the umpiring crew. And maybe next year you got to have one. They always have the rules, the points of emphasis. Move these games along a little bit. There's no excuse for that long a baseball game.
Well, you know, and I've heard the commercials. You still think it's 2 minutes between commercials? Sometimes they wait to send the pitchers out there. I'm told because of, you know, they don't want to throw their 7 or 8 whatever warm up pitches they get, and then have them stand around out there. I understand that, but boy, it just seems just dragging, and there's something that shouldn't really. What's there to drag? It's 1-1. You would think. It's not like the bases are loaded every inning and there's, you know, you walk the bases loaded and that takes a while. I understand that. But no, these are 1-1 games. They're just going too long.
Well, the College World Series will continue tonight with one ball game. It's the first day that we get down to one game. It's an elimination game tonight between Virginia and Arkansas. And I guess like the first two games, Arkansas is not being given much of a chance here.
No, you know, and I think, well, everybody, you know, you got two great stories if you're in Nebraska, but, you know, if you follow Nebraska baseball or baseball in Nebraska. You've got the coach of Virginia, ties with Creighton. He's on the statue out in front of Rosenblatt. Everybody knows that now. He doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to talk about his team. You got Dave Van Horn, who finally said, hey, I've got a winning percentage in Omaha now. So whether you like, you know, hey, Dave Van Horn, you're following that story or you're following Brian O'Connor, both very, very good baseball coaches. And you know, who has more? You got to think the SEC conference may be better than the ACC. That's why I think Arkansas probably is a favorite in this ballgame.
So you've got Texas, you've got LSU. They're both 2-0. They're both in the driver's seat. They're both in the catbird seat. One other thing, and again, this is one of those, if you're going to change it, you got to find a solution to it. But no matter who, you've got LSU. They're going to play. They're going to wait. They're going to get all this time off. They don't play till Friday. Texas won't play till Friday. There's a chance LSU will play 3 games in like 11 days, and if that's the case, they'll be fresh in their pitching staff. But no matter who wins, Arkansas and Virginia, and advances on and takes on LSU, LSU's just going to have to beat the same team. They can play the same team 3 times before even getting to the finals. I do not like that.
Well, that's one thing. You brought up the 3 times out of that little bracket. Now, if you go back to basically, the reason everything changed in the College World Series was for TV to make sure you had the one title game on Saturday for CBS.
Yeah.
So at 1 o'clock, we had 2 teams. We're going to play 1 game for a national title. That's really no longer the case when you're going 2 out of 3. I think it's your understanding, and I feel the same way. Hey, put them all in there. Let everybody beat each other up. There's no sense playing the same team 3 times. I mean, you know, you're getting 2 teams from conferences in. They've already, LSU and Arkansas already played. They're 1-2, or now another 1-3, I mean, throughout the year. They played 4 times. How many more times do you want to play that same team, especially when you've got 8 teams from all over the country?
Well, there's so much going on, and I guess they're doing the best they can with what they've got right now, and it's still an enjoyable event. And, of course, you can hear every game continuing tonight here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Doug and Danny Show live from Hastings, where we are at Central Community College, the home base for the 32nd annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School football game going on this Saturday at 1:30. We'll be talking with some of the coaches and players in just a little bit. Derek's out of the studio today. He's also in Hastings, and we'll hear from him in just a little bit at one of the new businesses, and we'll let him tell you all about that. So, with Derek out, who's back punching the buttons?
Well, it's not Merritt either.
No, it's not Merritt. We can't have a rookie intern. You know, he's on double secret probation. We can't have him back there.
I'm back.
Hi, Stone.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, we'd love to welcome you into the show today by mentioning that Gil Mesh pitched a four-hit shutout, and the Kansas City Royals won their fourth in a row with a 5-0 win over Arizona yesterday.
Oh, no.
So are you ready? Is it peanut butter jelly time?
I suppose. I found it in the same spot, so. I suppose I can make myself play this song.
I will wait. I will just wait and listen.
I'm and a
wait.
One.
It's
and
peanut
a two.
Butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Take your time. And a three.
Oh, it's playing. Happy?
Well, I am so happy that the Royals have won four in a row, because when you get beat 6, 8, 10 times in a row, you want to win a game every once in a while. And the Royals get the win yesterday. The thing that gets me, Tony, is Gil Mesh. This is only the second shutout of his career. His career.
First time as a Royal.
Yeah, and the other time was way back, well, I guess not way back, but it came in 2004, his first complete game since September of 2007, and that was a loss, and he had to go 132 pitches. I guess Mesh said, hey, no, leave me in, because Soria is ready to go. They've got him back, and he is ready to go. Mesh said, no, leave me in there, and he's able to go complete game and throw the shutout. So now it's time for Zach Greinke, Arizona, tonight.
Well, a mere 52 pitches more than Hochaver took to get it done. But, hey, who's counting? You get it done 5.5 games back from Detroit. Hey, you got a chance here to get on a roll here before the All-Star break and close that gap and give yourself an opportunity. Opportunity in the second half, some of the Royals have not had for the last, well, 6, 8 years.
Well, that's no doubt about it. Local baseball last night was a good night in the Tri-Cities. Kearney post 52 and Runza swept the doubleheader from Columbus. Norfolk gets the take 2 weeks off and quit Big Daddy Award. Hastings Johnson Imperial sweeps Norfolk 18-0 and 13-0.
Oh, that's a long, long trip home.
Hastings 5 points swept Norfolk last night. Grand Island Home Federal and Grand Island Wells Fargo both took doubleheaders from North Platte last night. Aurora took a doubleheader from 5 points. Plenty of baseball action going on tonight, including 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And one other bit of information, a couple of months ago we knew that UNK was losing guard Caitlin Petrie. Well, she has made up her mind that she is going Chadron State in the conference. She'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining.
2 years.
Started 52 of 64 games for UNK, averaged just over 8 points, a little over 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, a steal a game. Last season, she was the third leading scorer at 11 points a game behind the seniors Jade Meads and Johnny Mildenberger, named to the RMAC third team, all-academic second team. And so along with 10 freshmen, she goes into Chadron State.
Well, that's obviously a very, very fast change in scenery. If you go transfer in conference, though, she will sit out a year or play immediately?
I think they got rid of that rule. Okay. And I'm not 100% sure. It doesn't say anywhere in the story that she'll have to set out a year. So I think I think that's the case. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm sure Peter will probably fire us off something here. But don't forget the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, if you want to send us an email today. So Petrie goes to Chadron State, and I think there's no doubt why. Tim Keneally, who was one of the coaches that recruited her when he was an assistant at UNK, and then immediately moved on to Chadron State. I think she likes Coach Keneally. Otherwise, I don't see any reason why you'd go to Chadron. I mean, at least from what she was saying about wanting to get out of Kearney and experience new things. Because, you know, say what you want. If this is a shot at Chadron, it's a shot at him. There's nothing to do there. You're not going to experience. I mean, you might experience country living, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying. But, I mean, it's not like going out of state, going to a Minnesota, going to, you know, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State, going to numerous places that are out there, but Petrie's going to go to Chadron State, and so UNK is still going to get to see her twice a year.
And UNK fills kind of into that spot with a Jamison girl, and there's one other girl coming to UNK, so
Transfers, at least,
to fill in that spot. Not like you got new freshmen you're trying to fill in that spot.
And before we finish up some of the other sports that we're talking about today, U.S. Open goes tomorrow. Tiger Field.
You know what they're saying?
I'm taking the field.
He hit 90% of fairways last tournament he was in.
If it rains, I just don't. It just messes up the timing for everybody, and it allows somebody to just kind of scrap through and find a way to get things done. Although they're saying that it should be a lot easier or a lot more accessible than it was when they played in 2002 when Tiger won it there. So we'll find out. One other story that came out yesterday, and I find this amusing, and I have to think why. For the first time in history, the U.S. Open and U.S. Women's Open are going to be on the same course in back-to-back weeks.
Pioneers.
That's just stupid. If you want to have it on the same course, fine. But after it's just chewed up by the men, of course the men are going to go first. You know they wouldn't agree to this if it was the women going first. And then the women will play it the next week. You know how much preparation there is? They shut these courses down to prepare for the tournament. And then they bring in all this corporate stuff and everything's going to be going on. Explain to me how you think you're going to make that turnaround to take the men out. You know, everything's out Monday. Well, they bring that stuff in for the women's or whatever the event is way ahead of time. Yeah, okay, we're going to use the same tents and all that. What about the condition of the course?
Well, like Damon Day said yesterday, will it still be alive?
And it's just,
they quit watering these greens sometimes on Tuesday night, get them quicken up a little bit, and then we got to keep the course alive. I think that would be a goal number one of the people at Pinehurst.
I mean, it's on the surface, ooh, great idea. We're going to play men and women. We'll see how it works out for both, how it tests the field, blah, blah, blah. Dumb idea. Spread it around. Everybody wants to see golf. I mean, even for the fans. I mean, who can go out there both weeks all the time?
And, folks, this is 2014.
Yeah.
It's not next year. I mean, we got 5 years.
Can work out there.
Maybe I make a couple calls.
Doug and Daddy Show live from the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School football camp in Hastings, where they hang out at Central Community College and practice. And we will take a preview of the West All-Stars coming up. The much-anticipated return to the Doug and Daddy Show of head coach Randy Geyer from Juanita Palisade. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Do you want an ATV that works as hard as you do this summer? Then get into Kearney Yamaha today and cash in on great deals on Kearney Yamaha's 2009 550 and 700 Grizzlies. Save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. These machines are built farm tough with electronic power steering and features like fuel injection, independent rear suspension, and a reliable automatic transmission. No other ATV can match the comfort and reliability of the Yamaha Grizzly. So no matter what you're facing today, irrigating, chasing cows, or fixing fence, get the job done with a new Yamaha Grizzly. Remember, you can save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today. Years of experience and huge selection, Kearney Yamaha just south of the Kearney I-80. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Good morning, ESPN Radio. Derek Stinson here. I am hanging out today in Hastings. It is open house at Airgas, brand new Airgas location here in Hastings. Come on down and see us. Great deal going on here today. They are feeding you. They have hands-on demonstrations, all kinds of great stuff going on. So come on down. Again, they are feeding you. They have a JA Custom Cooking and Catering is down here. They're setting up a free lunch for all the folks that stop by. And plus, as I mentioned here at Airgas, they have hands-on demonstration from Airgas and factory experts. If you don't know what Airgas is, it's a welding supply company. They have everything you need as far as welding goes. And trust me, you're going to want to come down today and check out some of these demonstrations. Check out a lot of the specials that they have as well. They have Lincoln Electric Robotic Demonstrations, Miller Electric Demo Trailer is here. Got a lot of representatives from across the Midwest. I know a couple people from Iowa here, a couple people from out of state talking about a lot of the Airgas stuff going on here. So make sure you make it down. Again, JA Custom Cooking and Catering is setting up a free lunch today. So if you're about to get off work, go ahead and swing by and we will get you hooked up here. The new location is 101 East J Street in Hastings. air gas. Come down and see us. You'll see the cars parked out front. We're doing this on several radio stations today, so you'll see several radio station cars. You'll see the tents set up for demonstrations. And coming up here, again, come on by. Grab a bite to eat here at lunch at the new air gas in Hastings. Derek Stinson here hanging out. We're going to send it back to the Doug and Daddy Show here shortly. But, again, folks, a lot of great specials going on. Lincoln Electric, Miller Products, all kinds of good stuff. Radnor products are on sale today. And, again, they have all your welding supplies that you need here at Airgas in Hastings. Come and see us, 101 East J Street. We will be here until 1, but the open house goes all day, 10 o'clock until 6 p.m. this afternoon. So come on over and see us. Derek hanging out at Airgas in Hastings, ESPN Radio.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College. You can get a degree and start a good job in just 2 years or transfer to a four-year college and finish up your bachelor's degree. At Central Community College, choose from day, evening, and online classes, full or part-time. Make a schedule that works for you. Plus, there's financial aid and scholarships available. Three campuses and three centers to serve you. Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
This is Brian O'Connor, head coach of the University of Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Mike Fox, the head baseball coach of the University of North Carolina.
This is Corey Palmer, head coach, University of Southern Mississippi.
This is Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach for Louisiana State University.
This is Dave Serrano, Cal State Fullerton, head baseball coach.
This is Dave Van Horn, head baseball coach, University of Arkansas.
This is Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, inviting you to join me for every game here on 1460 and 1550 AM.
I'm meteorologist Adam Smith with your Weather Eye weather forecast. We'll continue to see a blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. South winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour and expect highs topping out at 92. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, also available on the World Wide Web. ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget the Dent Popper inbox wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're broadcasting live from the 8-man All-Star Football Camp in Hastings. Game coming up Saturday, the state's best 8-man players, 32nd annual edition, and a great job by all the folks over here in Hastings that helped put this on with this Satoma 8-man All-Star Classic. And, of course, in a little bit, we'll be talking to some of the winners from the East. We'll start with the West, though. But before we get into winners here at the football game, let's talk about the winners you've got there, Daddy.
Wow, all the way over here, Doug. We saw the hail crops. You know you're going to be replanting. You're talking Roundup Ready soybeans. You're talking from Dynagro, 1-800-652-9298. Perfect for reduced or no-till operations. Let's go slide them right beside those other ones that are hailed out. Roundup Ready soybean varieties contain implant tolerance. Roundup agricultural herbicides. Spray over the top from emergence from flowering for simple, flexible, dependable weed control, proven crop safety, and maximum yield potential. That's a Roundup Ready soybean system from Dynagro. It's growing in your field, and hey, they got a local Dynagro seeds dealer for you, 1-800-652-9298.
They're into TNA wrestling, too. They love that over there.
Oh, it's huge, huge.
It's unbelievable.
Well, anytime Kurt Angle comes to town. This is good. Dent Popper inbox. Just wondering how all the coaches are doing. Let's sign PJ. I don't know what that means. But Coach Geyer joins us. Coach, how are the coaches doing?
Hey, they're doing just wonderful, Doug. Hey, and our Daddy, you know, I learned something here. You guys were talking earlier, and Daddy mentioned something about the favorite time of practice was at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was lunchtime for you.
Well,
that was close. Come on, I'm looking at you. It had to be lunch.
Water,
it cannot be the end of practice.
I'm telling you, the end of football practice was a great part of my day.
Yeah, I don't think it beat lunch.
Well, close second. I'm going to put that a close second.
Randy, you were halfway, I guess, home already with practices here. Let's talk about coming over and getting eight-man going before we get to the actual football game. Everybody that's a head coach has been here as an assistant, and some of the guys, they just keep coming back year after year, whether they're wanted or not, you know, usually from Elwood. But, you know, it's a great time here, and the kids are doing more than just playing football. The Sertoma and all the folks in Hastings doing a great job. What's some of the things you guys have already been a part of this week?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and the Sertoma's put on a nice presentation Sunday night at the barbecue on a new hearing device that was created. There's a lot of money raised for the Sertomas, but there was a young boy that could not hear. He was totally deaf, and just with a very small device, he could put it behind his ear and actually hear very well. So, you know, those are impressive things that the Satomas are doing, and it's just a great thing. It's great for eight-man football. Hastings treats us great. I appreciate all the time the officers put in. And you're right, there's a lot of building relationships with the young people. Both the East and West kids are getting along well. It's nice to visit with some East kids, even though we're around the West kids all the time. And it's kind of scary. You know, I coached in this thing in 93, and there's four guys that were on our team in 93 that are coaches now, and some of those guys are in their 30s. So this is getting a little scary, guys.
Of course, Coach Geyer was up at Windside and then went on and, of course, continued the great tradition at Ord High School and then back down to Juanita Palisade.
Randy, you guys have had some great teams, but when you come in an all-star environment like this, it kind of leaves you shaking your head a little bit. The talent that's out there finally is all on your team, or on the West team.
I think it's all East. The rumor is they're a three-touchdown favorite. There's no doubt. Their coaches are really, really good, and their players are huge, and they are fast. But you're right, it is fun. These kids pick things up so much faster. And obviously in a situation like this, you know, we've done a few, you know, some fundamental drills. But in general, the technique's there for these kids. You know, they've had to learn somewhat of a new system offensively and a little bit on defense. But for the most part, you correct them maybe one time on a thing, and they get it, you know. And really, we're pretty fortunate. We feel like we've got some intelligent kids, and that, you know, smart kids that are athletic make smart coaches.
Yeah, we talked a little bit. about the terminology differences and whether it's a power the same as an ISO another place or whatnot. Is that the biggest thing?
That's usually the biggest thing. And numbering system, fortunately, our numbering system's worked out pretty good. We're pretty generic, and most kids on our team have the same numbering system. And I know one of the players said, "This coach, this system is really, really easy." And I said, "Your coach needs an easy system to remember." So we feel like we've got a pretty simple system. But, yeah, in terminology, and what we've done also is we've borrowed some plays and some terminology from, you know, some of the players on our teams. And I got two great assistants, and Brock Eichelberger from up at Ewing and Glenn Lipscout at Layton. And they'll say, "Hey, let's, you know, we call the play this, you know, this certain name or number." And so we've gone ahead and adapted and done that. So it's kind of a, you know, we collaborate and move on.
Well, and Randy, I got to ask you about Coach Eichelberger. I mean, how tough is it when you got two kids named Katzer on your team to win football games?
Well, I'll tell you what,
those guys
overcame him. I'll tell you, those guys overcame him, and Brock was a, you know, he's sitting back here, so he's probably going to get a big head. But when I was at Windside, he was one heck of an eye back for Beamer High School. You know, he graduates and the high school closed down, but I told Brock, I said, "Man, can you still carry the football like you can?" He'd carry the ball about 30 times a game, and he guaranteed me he'd be good for one play. So I think that's even questionable after watching the sweat at practice today, walking around doing nothing.
Well, let's talk about the kids, because Coach Lund's going to join us here after we finish up talking with you. You talked that you thought you had an intelligent team. What do you think the strengths are of the West and the East team as you look maybe on paper and as you were looking at film and now a couple of practices?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to come down. I guess we feel like I think both teams are going to be pretty moldable. I think both teams can throw the ball. We've got mobile quarterbacks who can throw the ball. We've got, you know, good receivers. You know, there's size and strength on both sides, Doug. To be honest with you, you know, we've looked at a little film of some of the East kids, but we really don't know a lot about them. But I like size and the speed of our team. You know, it's just going to be an interesting matchup. I guess we're trying to be multiple, you know, but I'm an old-school coach. I like to run the football. I like to do a little play-action pass. But, you know, we'll mix some shotgun in. We'll be multiple with our sets. Right now, our defenses look pretty good. They're aggressive kids, but I'm sure the East is going to have some great players too.
Randy, have you settled on a quarterback to start the game?
Well, right now we're looking at three different quarterbacks, but right now Kotzer kind of looks like the guy we're going to go with.
Okay. He can obviously get some things done. Cody Gurney's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, Cody Gurney maybe more of a thrower. Kotzer maybe more of a runner.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're sorting out the strengths of each quarterback, and Gurney's doing a great job at free safety for us also. So, you know, I mean, there's some kids that, you know, Keeney from Callaway's doing a nice job. Drew Carr from, you know, neighboring Overton is really having a good camp. the Barnes boy down at Elwood's. He's a real deal. He's a player. You know, I think Coach Malbert should have been arrested for child abuse as many times as he made him carry the ball sometimes. And I tried to tell Kevin that, you know, Barnes should only have about four or five carries, and I won't turn him in, but he wouldn't buy into that. But he's a real deal. Good speed, good player. And Morton from Loomis is doing a tremendous job. I mean, he's built like, you know, kind of like Doug was in his dreams in high school, you know. But they've just been a lot of fun. And there's a lot of kids, and I'm sure I'm leaving, obviously leaving a few off. But
Randy, any linemen out there that may be better than you thought getting into this camp? I know when you single out Rob Keeney, you know, he's got such a great athlete all throughout his career. And you can go through the Drew Carrs, you go through the Cats, or that lineman that once you got here, you just a little
you
bit
betcha,
blown away.
You betcha the Walton boy from Franklin is a real deal. He doesn't bring an ego. He says, I'll play in the offensive line. I love to play guard. So he's done a good job. We've taken Henkinius from Elgin, played in the line as a junior. He was a starting fullback for him this year on a very, very good football team. And, yeah, I'll play left guard, coach. So, you know, these guys are doing a good job of playing where we put them. I tell you, sorting out offense and defense, one thing that was a definite looking at film and coaching against the young man, Matt Gold from Hayes Center, tremendous linebacker. He's doing a great job. Dylan Brining from Arapahoe, you know, is doing a great job at linebacker also. So, you know, sorting those guys out has been a lot of fun. And obviously, Doug, you know your football, or Daddy, you know your football, because it starts even an all-star game. It's all about your offensive line. It's how, you know, your lines, you got to play. You got to control the line of scrimmage.
Well,
so you guys know a little something about football.
All the kids that walked in, especially from the East, that have no idea who you are, I just wanted to know what was going through their head, because I'm guessing 100% of them would have said you played on the line in high school.
Well, I was looking at the kid from the Bloomfield shirt on going, how's that little trophy doing, buddy? Does it look good in your trophy?
Oh, wow. Just because Bertrand beat Bloomfield before he was even born. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's right. Daddy catches the game-winning touchdown of the state championship.
Oh, sorry. You need to see the big trophy. That's the Bertrand. Thanks a lot.
Randy, before we let you get out of here, we talked with the coaches that can bring one or two of their own kids, and maybe if you're the coach, how it's easier for them to maybe be kind of a mini coach with the kids. Cody Fanning's here. We've watched him. He's not a big kid. He's a quick kid, though. What about what you're doing with him?
Cody packs quite a punch. You know, he's about 5'6", 145 pounds with a 240-pound bench press. He squats well. He ran 11-100 this spring. He catches the ball well. So it is kind of nice because, you know, obviously some of the plays in our system, he can, if he's standing, you know, and alternating plays, and he's maybe not repping a play we're running, he can talk to the other kids. And kind of, he's a smart young man, and he knows, you know, he's, hey, you do this on this play. And so it is nice, Doug, to have your own kids. And I told him at graduation, he went across the stage, and I'm a high school principal. I don't know if I want to admit that to anybody, but I gave Cody a hug, and I said, I'm darn glad I get to be around you one more week. He's just a great young man. He was a tremendous leader for us. And really, you know, on our semifinal team 2 years ago, he was our leading tackler. You know, it's incredible. And so he was the leading tackler for us for 3 years. But we chose to play him on the offensive side of the ball. He's real quick. And like I said, he's a great blocker. He's unselfish and just a lot of fun around. He's a great kid. And I always tell him I love people that are shorter than I am. You know, I'm 5'8", 5'9", on a good day.
Not many of them.
So I love those short guys. I always told Cody that, you know, people give Cody a bad time about his height. Got a great sense of humor. I said, you know, just tell him that dynamite comes in small packages. So,
well, the number nine kid for North Carolina is sure tearing it up down at the College World Series at 140 pounds. Well, Randy, hey, best of luck Saturday. Always great to see you. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I tell you what, you know, all joking aside, I really appreciate everything you guys do for high school athletics. I see a lot of high school games. I've had an opportunity to listen to you a lot, to games over the internet, and just, you know, taking time to come over here. I know is sometimes maybe it's nice to get away, but on the other hand, you know, it's probably, I'm sure it's a little bit of an inconvenience for you. So, but we really appreciate this as high school coaches and as a high school fan in general of athletics, everything you guys do for, not just Central Nebraska with the internet now, it's just worldwide. So thank you to you guys, and have a great day, and hopefully we'll have an awesome football game on Saturday.
Randy, thanks so much for the kind words. Appreciate it. Randy Guyer, he's coaching the West. He's from 1A Palisade. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Ron Lund from Dodge is going to join us to talk about the East. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
ESPN Radio, good morning folks. Derek Stinson here hanging out in Hastings at Airgas. Taking a little break here in the Doug and Daddy Show to let you know about some of the great specials and great things that they have going on here at Airgas today. 101 East J Street in Hastings. You can give them a call as well, 402-463-4400. They've got all the gas, welding, and safety supplies that you could ask for here at Airgas. If you're not really familiar with 101 East J Street in Hastings, it's just along Highway 6 kind of on the south end of Hastings. Can't miss us if you're driving by 101 East J Street in Hastings. They're going to try to feed you today as well. Come by at lunch. J.A. Custom Cooking and Catering is on hand, so they're going to feed you as you look over some of these specials. And you know what? I think we'll try to make you a winner as well. The next person that comes up to me and says, I heard you on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, I've got a pair of Royals tickets for you. Just come by and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I want those Royals tickets. And you have two tickets to any Royals game, basically, that you want here for the rest of the season. So come on up here at Airgas in Hastings, 101 East J Street, and say, hey, Derek, I heard you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give me some Royals tickets, and I'll accommodate you. It's easy as that. Again, some great specials going on today. Just talked with Frank, the branch manager here, a little bit ago, and they've got Lincoln Electric and Miller products on sale today. Radnor Cobra helmets as well. You got to have the welding shield when you work, obviously, with welding. And they've got all the products you need, all the safety products, welding products, and supply products that you could possibly want, whether it be for your recreational welder, as far as if you're just doing stuff at home in your garage, or if you got a business that you need some welding supply products for as well. They can help you out here at Airgas. Come by, see me. Remember, next person to come up and say, I heard you on the Doug and Daddy Show, I've got a pair of Royals tickets for you to basically any game you want to go to for the rest of the season. Derek Stinson here, broadcasting live. We'll send it back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest-growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest-performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XBT Series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
Well, you know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's a little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'm meteorologist Adam Smith with your Weather Eye weather forecast. We'll continue to see a blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. South winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour and expect highs topping out at 92. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where today we've got the show on the road in Hastings at the All-Star Camp at Central Community College for the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Game. Saturday, 1:30, you can hear it on 1230 a.m. KHAS. And, of course, we were talking that Daddy's favorite time is lunch, and whether you're in Kearney or Grand Island, the place to be is the Chicken Coop. You can watch the College World Series. You can watch every Major League game that you want. You've got all kinds of the U.S. Open going on, all kinds of golf. Whatever sporting event it is, they've got it on all their HD TVs at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. They've got great lunch specials every single day. They're open 7 days a week. Try the lighter side of the Chicken Coop with their refreshing salad on a warm day like this, the grilled chicken breast salad with your choice of wing flavor, or you can spice things up with the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad. And while you're there, maybe grab one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion-seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun with one of their great sides. And if you want an appetizer, they've got those for you as well, onion rings, breaded cauliflower, garlic shrooms, and
balls of cheese.
Daddy loves balls of cheese at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Well, at this time, we've talked to the West, and we talked to Randy Geyer from Juanita Palisade. I thought we were just going to talk to the head football coach from Dodge and the head football coach of the East All-Stars here in Ron Lund, but he's more than just a football coach, Daddy.
Well, he's a mentor also to so many young minds.
He's a mentor, and I guess he could rival you, which I find this hard to believe, as the loudest snorer in the entire Tri-City area.
Well, I've heard there's a match already been set up by Mr. Geyer. So.
Ron, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're awake. I think that's one of the things we know, and maybe we just don't talk about enough. Whether it is a clinic, whether it is a playoff situation, or whether it's an all-star game, the coaches kind of get together and learn and love the camaraderie and love being together and talking whatever it is. If it's football, and many of the C&D have to talk more than football or basketball or track or wrestling, you guys kind of enjoy the non-football part of this, I imagine, as much as the football part of this.
Definitely.
Ron, I got to think that, you know what, when you're spooning with a little guy like Geyer, and you're sore, and you just say, shut up.
We're not going to get anything out of him, are we? Ron, we've had about 3-4 days now to get some camp, and tell us a little bit about your East All-Stars right now, what you're seeing.
We're real happy with what we have. A game like this, you got quality players across the board, and that's what's exciting out there is they can pretty much do whatever you ask them to do, and a lot of guys can make plays for you across the field. It's not like coaching your own team back home where, you know, you just don't have that kind of depth and ability.
Ron, I guess if everybody wants to know about the quarterback situation, and every one of these All-Star games, you come in with 2, 3, 4 options. Have you decided on one?
Yeah, we've been working 3, I'm pretty sure we're going to go with Derek Clausen from Humphrey St. Francis as our starter. He's been doing some real nice things for us.
You take a look at some of these other kids you've got out there, as far as our coverage area, more on the West team, but we've also got some kids on the East team. Let's take a look at a couple of those. Garrett Hoynes is one of those from Bruning Davenport that can do some quarterback work. You got Dwayne Wall over there from Hampton. Let's start with those couple kids and what you're seeing from them.
Well, yeah, we've been working Garrett at quarterback, and he's been getting a lot of reps, and I'm sure he's going to see some quarterback time in the game Saturday. He's a tremendous runner with the ball and just a playmaker from the quarterback spot. And I plan on using him on defense as well. So he's probably going to see some double duty on both sides. Dwayne Wall looks great. We're using him at the tight end and a split end when we go to those sets. Great athlete. Strong kid, really can run and jump and catch the ball.
On the line, a little bit farther down the road, you got Dalton Brandt from Exeter Milligan. It looks like you guys overall are a little bit bigger team up front.
Are you reading the program right?
That's what every coach says. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. We got no chance.
If you take a closer look at the program, it's the opposite.
Well, they got a kid that's 270. That's not fair. Well, what about Dalton?
Dalton is working him at center, and that's going to be the spot where he's going to be for us, and we're going to try to use him to anchor down that line.
Ron, has that been one of the toughest things, whether these kids are going to play offense or defense early in the week for you?
Well, yeah. No, we kind of had some decisions in mind coming down here on where we wanted to use kids. And obviously, as you see them in person and you see the things they can do, you know, sometimes things change. But yeah, and, you know, some kids really want to play offense, and others are just begging to get out there on defense to put the hits on people.
Give me the ball. I want the ball 10 times, coach. That's all I want. I don't want to hit anybody. I want to stay out of the way, but I wanted the ball 10 times in a situation like this.
Team player that you were.
Team player that I was, yes. Just give me the ball 10 times. I don't mind what you do with the rest of them.
We asked Randy what he thought the strengths were. What do you think the strengths are of your team and then maybe of what the West team will put up against you?
Well, you know, I guess I think our strengths are just – I think we do have good speed in a lot of positions and hopefully some guys that maybe can get on the edge and make some plays and get in the open. Like I said, I've been of the opinion that maybe we're the smaller team. And are going to have to, you know, make some plays with our athleticism more so than just brute force. But, you know, I think tough and aggressiveness, you know, we're trying to, you know, really breed that into the kids that we want to be, you know, ultra aggressive and really attack when we get our opportunity.
Ron, I guess everybody says, oh, well, he's from Dodge. I'm probably going to run the ball 98% of the time. You're going to get all crazy and flip that second page in the playbook and open it up a little bit?
Well, the truth is I actually have play calling duties going to go to Coach Oldrick, one of my assistants from Allen, and I'm not going to call the offense myself, probably just for that reason is, you know, we want to come down here and have fun, and we don't want the kids to be bored to death with my offense. So in the sake of fun, we're going to let Coach Oldrick do it rather than myself. And so he's going to call the plays, and I'm actually going to call the defense. So we kind of decided to work that way.
You've got a few practices left. I assume everything at this point is where you want. Now it's just try to repetition. What do you do the rest of the week now? or do you still have some work to do?
Well, you know, we got a few things left. We want to try to put in some special team work that we need to work on yet and just rep through things to try to get things mastered. I know Coach Geyer and myself were talking about that this morning about, you know, trying to come up with, you know, now what do we want to do next, you know. There's certainly a lot of work to do, but it's also be a lot of repetition of what's been done.
All right, we cover A-band games all season long. Kicking is a big deal because with that going for two deal, when you start missing them, we go nuts. Do you have a kicker? Or you just
well, we tried one this morning, yeah. Well, you know, me personally in Dodge, we just go for two every time. You know, I have a theory on that, you know, if I can make those at least half the time, which if you got a good, strong offense, you're going to probably get 3 yards half the time. You know, you'd have to match that. You'd have to make 100% of your kicks, which just isn't going to happen. But, yes, we do have a kicker. And we were working on that this morning.
Well, and that's all he's going to say about that. Well, Coach, you got some great kids. It's always a great time here. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And stay out of trouble. Don't listen to Geyer.
All right, thanks. Nice to be here.
Thanks, Coach. Doug and Daddy Show, we are live from 8-Man All-Star Camp. When we come back.
Where's that? Where do they think they're going? Some tough guy convention?
Oh, yeah. They're going to go out and take their shirts off and see who's tougher. We're going to talk with Rob Keeney in just a moment, who has a prepared written statement. He has a written statement for the NSAA track officials, and he's going to come tell us what that is right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We thought it might be a good idea to get the boys together to do a little singing. You know, to add a little glitz and glamour to the show.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You'll be comforted to know that we've since decided to take her easy in the old glitz and glamour department.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM, or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 27 cent.
I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built comfortable. Priced right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans today at a Target near you.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
ESPN Radio. Good afternoon, folks. Derek Stinson here hanging out at Airgas. It is open house today at Airgas in Hastings, 101 East J Street in Hastings, just along the south side of Hastings. You can't miss us. Great new location. They are experts here at Airgas, folks. All of your welding, gas, and safety supplies that you could want, you will find here at Airgas. And today we've got some great specials going on. A lot of stuff being shown today. I just talked with Jeff from DBI Fall Protection a little bit ago. They're talking about safety on the job site. Obviously, he's got a demonstration here to show you. The welding experts, Lincoln Electric, are on hand as well. They've got some demonstrations going on over there. A lot of great products as well. And on top of all the great product demonstrations, the great specials that they have going on here at Airgas, you can come on in and take a look at some of the food that they got. They got a lunch here today. JA Custom Cooking and Catering is giving you a free lunch today. And, of course, it is almost the lunch hour, almost the noon hour here. So if you're in the Hastings area, come on by. We will try to hook you up. We're giving away some airline tickets, round-trip airline tickets from Kearney to Denver. So you can come and go ahead and sign up for those during your lunch break. Grab some food. Take a look at some of the demonstrations going on here at Airgas. 101 East J Street in Hastings. We'll be here broadcasting live until 1 o'clock this afternoon. But the open house goes until 6 o'clock this afternoon. So you've got all day. If you can't make it during your lunch break, make sure you make it in later to take advantage of some of the specials that they have going on just today for the open house. And, of course, take a look at some of the great demonstrations. Some of these guys came from out of state to show you some of the stuff that they're showing you here. So come on by and see some of the demonstrations. Take advantage of the food as well. So we'll send it back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. I gave away those Royals tickets. I tell you what, the next person to come up to me and say, I heard you on the Doug and Daddy Show, got a pair of Royals tickets for you. So come on up, see me, Derek, broadcasting live.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
I'm meteorologist Adam Smith with your Weather Eye weather forecast. We'll continue to see a blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. South winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour and expect highs topping out at 92. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us again on the road today at their Satoma 8-Man All-Star High School Football Camp. Saturday is when things get going at 1:30. In just a moment, we're going to catch up with one of the participants in Callaway's Rob Keeney, but we want to remind you that a lot of the guys that are here today get their sporting goods at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. As we said this summer, all the camps, all the All-Star games could be football, could be volleyball, could be basketball, could be a whole lot of things. And, of course, if you're
you're playing baseball, they've got the gear there for you. Baseball gloves, baseball bats, the hats. And, of course, it's already time where the travel team is getting going. And so if you're the coach, get into Mesko's, get your hats, get your uniforms ordered so the kids look good and play good this summer. Mesko Sports with a great selection of shoes as well, hats, T-shirts, shorts. If you're just going to the game and want to look good and feel comfortable, Mesko Sports is the place to be. On the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Don't forget the College World Series continues tonight, and I don't remember if I mentioned this during the last break or not, but we were talking about Caitlin Petrie transferring to Shadron State. She does not have to set out a year. I knew Peter would fire us off an email. Thanks, Pete.
I was corrected as well, Doug. Kansas City Royals 4.5 back. They say that Gilmesh has moved from the third base side of the rubber to the first base side of the rubber, and since he's done that, 3 earned runs in the last 29 innings.
So. That, you know what that is? That's just genius right there.
Thinkers.
I wonder who's making $250,000 a year to figure that out. Wow. We got to find that kind of gig. Well, we are here at the 8-Man All-Star Camp, and we are pleased to be joined right now by one of the finest athletes in all of Central Nebraska, Rob Keeney in Callaway. And, Rob, hey, thanks for giving us some time here. I know you're late for lunch.
Oh, that's all right. There's always extra. So.
Well, they'll save you a little bit. Are they feeding you guys okay over here? Do you got to watch what you eat?
I haven't been hungry once.
Rob, talk a little bit about the experience so far being over here. Obviously a fabulous athlete all the way through high school and then did so many tremendous things. Maybe didn't have the supporting cast at Callaway you would have liked. To get over here and have a supporting cast has to be a thrill of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience coming down. And everybody you're going against is just as good or better than you are. And so that's a new experience. And in high school it was a little different. You know, you kind of had your way with things, and you can kind of do what you want down here. It's a little different. Everybody's.
What position they have you settling in at?
Safety and corner right now, just kind of moving back and forth between those two.
Is that all right with you playing defensive side of the ball? Or
I was hoping to play defense, so that's good.
Yeah. Does that just mean you don't have to remember as much out there during practice?
Yeah, that's right.
Rob Keeney from Callaway is joining us. I want to follow up a little bit about what you touched on already. When you went out there the first couple of practices, talk about how it was different. Was it the speed? Was it the athleticism? Was it everybody was big? I mean, what's different between, besides going to a regular high school practice, doesn't matter if it's Callaway or Dodge or Axtell, and then coming to this All-Star game, what did you notice was different right away?
Just the athletes. When you go out there in high school practice, everything's so much faster. I mean, everybody's running faster. You're hitting harder. Just stuff like that, I guess.
I suppose the intensity is probably there as well a little bit.
Everybody's fighting for the position, so.
There you go. I think, Rob, when you look at things and you're going on to further your career at Doan, you're going to do dual sport athlete there, try football and track. Obviously, that's not too far away. You've kept yourself in shape, getting ready for the football season, I'm assuming, and that's something. You didn't have a lot of conditioning over here. It's pretty much just football.
Yeah, that's right. We don't condition any, but with scrimmaging is pretty much a constant thing, so we don't get a lot of breaks. So,
talk about the decision to go to Doan. Sometimes kids have a lot of choices. Sometimes you already had your mind made up. What about Doan and maybe what they're telling you about what they're expecting right away from you?
Well, it was kind of a last – I don't know. It was always in the back of my mind. I just want to keep my options open. I looked, and then their track coach called and offered me a pretty good scholarship down there, and then I told him I wanted to play football too, so we worked something out. I'm going to do both, but that's about it, I guess.
Well, because we always ask the burning questions here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you won both of the hurdle events down at the state track meet, but got DQ'd, and I guess it's kind of ironic. We were talking at the break. You are also honored by reading the athlete's pledge, which, I mean, you got to be pretty honored to be able to do that out of all the athletes that are there. Then in an unfortunate situation.
Basically, you read the athlete's pledge and you cheated, right?
Right. That's right.
Now, what the hell? I got to be honest with you. Why do that?
I don't know what I was thinking. I guess. I couldn't complain after that. I had to be a good sport about it.
What? How did you find out about it to begin with?
Disqualified?
Yeah.
Well, I crossed the line and I turned around and, yeah, I seen the flag up and I thought, crap, hope that wasn't me. And then they said stick around and then line judge came up and said, you're disqualified. I said, okay, thanks.
Appreciate that.
Was that the first time that ever happened?
First time.
And it happened down at the state track meet.
And it was for what? What's our violation?
On the third hurdle or fourth hurdle, I got on the inside too close on the inside of my lane and drug a leg, I guess. So didn't get over the hurdle.
Okay.
I've seen you drag a leg, and it has nothing to do with hurdles.
I had a mild stroke that
day. Well, let's get back to football for just a minute. We've talked about this with kids in the past. You're getting to play on this team with kids that you have competed against and went to war with, I guess, a few times against. Who have you kind of maybe made friendships with here? Who's a couple of kids that you really wanted to play with instead of against?
Well, Clint Bryant, when we played Medicine Valley, we were always kind of rivals and gave each other crap. And the Barnes kid from Elwood, I roomed with him at Scott's Bluff and stuff, so we became pretty good friends down there. And Tyler Bartok from Myrna, we were always big rivals and gave each other crap and went head to head. And so that's fun getting to play with these guys.
And you both kind of stayed the whole time at that West also.
Yeah, we did. We were kind of expected to be the ones that got in trouble, but we kept our nose out of it.
Are you enjoying all of this? I mean, there's a lot of football there, here, and still more to go.
It's
enjoyable.
It's the best. It's getting you out of some work and doing what you love to do.
Now, do we have a prediction for Saturday?
No, not yet. We're West up for sure, but it's undetermined on the score.
Has there been somebody athletically that you shake your head and go, man, that kid is really, really, really talented and really good and gonna go somewhere in college?
All right.
Maybe it stood out to you.
Well, right, I don't know. It seems like we're all kind of right around the top. I don't know. One standout for sure. So,
if there's one guy we want to stay away from this weekend, who would that be? Is there a jokester or a prankster on this camp?
There's just about everybody's trying to pull something.
Well, Rob, hey, we'll let you go get some lunch because I don't want them to run out before you get there. Thanks for giving us some time. It was great watching you during your career, and best of luck Saturday and in college.
Thank you.
That's Rob Keeney from Callaway joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 8-man all-star camp. Great kid, and he's going to do a great job in college. So we are looking forward to watching the 8-man game, listening to the 8-man game, which is going to be coming up Saturday. You can hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS with a 1:30 kickoff. So a lot going on. And, again, the next week is the Kansas game. And, again, I don't know where Kansas gets these outstanding coaches, and Nebraska just draws theirs out of a hat, I guess.
No, that's not true, Doug. It was multiple choice for the Nebraska to come up with this. And you know what? Kevin Mahlberg from Elwood is going to be the head coach down there.
He's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show next week. I've been guaranteed of that already.
Hopefully, kind of make amends for last year. This game is going to be played in Hayes, Kansas. Because last year wasn't that good of a game.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you know, Oklahoma, you know, Nebraska had their way with Oklahoma. I think that was a kind of a matchup a lot of people, you know, expected. Well, this is going to be a great football game. Nebraska rolled over them, and then, okay, Kansas, let's take them on. Uh-oh, maybe we didn't want to do that. Maybe we bit off more than we could chew, but we'll see how this year goes next week. A shortened camp next week. They're only going to do it Wednesday to Saturday, so
thank
it's not
goodness.
Like
Got to rest them up a little bit. Well, I see that we're overtime, as always. Tomorrow we're going to be back in the studio. We've got a couple of special guests. We're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser. We're going to be talking about the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, which is in Beatrice. We're going to talk to Craig Mahler coming up. He's the head coach of the West from Sergeant Burwell. And Cheeseburger in Paradise tomorrow. We're going to be talking with him on the show tomorrow and more Friday when College World Series talk. And Stoney, you know, it was great to have you producing, but, you know, we weren't there, so we're sad.
Well, yes, you'll have to have me come back then.
We will definitely do so. Anything else we need to do today?
I don't think so.
Well, let's get out of here, girl, then. We sure appreciate it. We want to thank the fine folks here at the 8-man All-Star High School football game in camp. Ron Lund, the head coach of the East from Dodge. Randy Geyer, the head coach of the West from Wadita Palisade. Rob Keeney, one of the many All-Stars here from Callaway High School, for joining us on the program today. As we said, more coming up tomorrow and Friday as we head into the weekend. A lot going on, and it's all-star time, and it's a fun time. And if you get a chance, make some time on Saturday to come over and check out the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, the 32nd consecutive year they've been doing this. As their motto says, 8-Man doing the work of 11. It's always a great game, and I think this is going to be a great we've seen the last couple of years the East had been dominant for a while. That's not so much the case anymore.
No, you let the West back in, and I think, you know, the size of the athletes certainly very comparable this year. Maybe where the East had dominated in the past was big, strong running games. You don't see that anymore.
Well, let's go get some lunch before Rob eats it all. Hey, for Daddy, for Doug, for our producer-engineer Stoney today, thanks for joining us from the 8-Man Camp. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.